Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of Georgia O'Keeffe, the painter, born Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 1887. She lived in New York for a time. It was there she started to paint the enormous flowers for which she is best known. But she took a trip out to Taos, New Mexico, and she came to love the desert. She felt that the thin, dry air enabled her to see farther, and she devoted much of the rest of her career to painting desert scenery. Georgia O'Keeffe, who said, "I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing I wanted to do." It's the birthday of Marianne Moore, born Kirkwood, Missouri, 1887. Her father was an engineer and inventor, spent his life trying to build a smokeless furnace. When his business failed, he had a nervous breakdown. He had to go to an institution for the mentally ill. Marianne Moore was born just after her parents had separated, and she never met her father. She went to Bryn Mawr College, where she majored in biology and where working in a laboratory had a profound effect on her writing. Marianne Moore, who said, "Precision, economy of statement, logic, drawing and identifying liberated my imagination." It was on this day, 1940, 75,000 men were called to armed forces duty under the first peacetime conscription in American history. The draft, never popular in America. In 1939, a poll had shown only 35% of Americans approved of a draft. But by 1940, with Hitler's army invading, occupying Poland and France, support for a draft had gone up to 92%. So in October of 1940, 16 million young men registered with the Selective Service, the first 75,000 draftees called up to service on this day, 1940. And it's the birthday of the poet Ted Barragan, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1934, served in the Korean War, went to college, University of Tulsa, then went to live on the Lower East Side of New York City. In the early 60s, began writing his collection of 14-line poems called The Sonnets, which came out in 1964. It was a big success. Wrote the first 6 sonnets in one night, then wrote 2 or 3 per day for about 3 months. Here's a poem by Ted Barragan on his birthday, entitled Autumn's Day, after Rilke. Lord, it is time. Summer was very great. Now cast your shadow upon sundials. Let winds remind meadows it is late. Mellow now the last fruits on the vine. Allow them only 2 more southern days. Hasten them to fullness and press the last heavy sweetness through the wine. Who has no home cannot build now. Who dwells alone must now remain alone. Will waken, read, write long letters, and will wander restlessly when leaves are blowing. Autumn's Day, a poem by Ted Barragan from the collected poems published by University of California Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal, with features written to help discover something new every day, including weekends. Subscriptions to the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition at wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.